Located on one of Tijuana's busiest streets, Casa Imca is a refuge for minors who've been deported from the United States. All are under the age of 18. On a worn couch in a multi-purpose room, we spoke with Araluban, a 17-year-old from Michoacán, Mexico. He'd been deported just 2 days earlier. Araluban is tall and lanky. He's soft-spoken and was so nervous about being interviewed that he asked us not to use his last name.
Nada más crucé, y pues el reitero nunca llegó.
He told us that he walked through the hills and made it across the border.
Pues ya no teníamos...
He arrived at the freeway, his designated pickup point, but then his ride never showed up. Araluban waited without food or water for 3 days. Eventually, he was apprehended by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. He says he was detained for 2 nights. Then he was transported to Casa Imca in Tijuana. Since 1980, the shelter says they've served over 40,000 deported minors. Most of the youth here are caught trying to enter the United States. Approximately 80,000 juveniles are apprehended each year by immigration authorities. That's according to a 2009 report by the Congressional Research Service. Some kids, including Araluban, are returned to Mexico without setting foot in a courtroom. Typically, kids stay at Casa Imca until a family member can be located. But for those kids who aren't deported quickly and end up in American court, nonprofits like Casa Cornelia can help. Casa Cornelia provides free legal representation to all detained minors facing deportation in San Diego.
Very few people know that there is this huge group of immigrants that is under the age of 18, that is unaccompanied, that is abused, abandoned, neglected, fleeing persecution, fleeing harm.
That's Elizabeth Camarena, Casa Cornelia's Associate Director of Legal Programs. Camarena expects that they'll represent over 300 minors in 2013. Her clients can be as old as 17 years old, or as young as 4.
We find that the child who has been detected and detained, who has been living in the United States, is a completely different client, type of client. They have a lot of difficulty even just processing the fact that they are in danger of being removed from their home. A lot of them just can't believe that this is real or this is really happening.
Youth living in the U.S. without legal status often don't realize they're not Americans. That is, until they're detained by immigration authorities, says Camarena.
The most common, I would say, is they typically are a passenger in somebody's car. But we also have had children who are picked up at a bus stop. We've had children who are picked up at a trolley station.
Hundreds more minors are identified by county juvenile probation departments. A shoplifting incident that might result in a slap on the wrist for an American teen can result in detention and deportation for an undocumented minor and a criminal record. Back in Tijuana at Casa Imca, various children are using the rec room. There are board games, books, and videos. Uriel Gonzalez, the director of Casa Imca, says that many of the kids here are familiar faces. And many of them have familiar stories. A petty crime, a stolen car, a drug arrest. These teenagers often don't understand the gravity of their situation. Under current law, most teens with criminal records can never legally re-enter the United States. Gonzalez says that even troublemakers tend to calm once they arrive at Casa Imca.
Y suelen cambiar su comportamiento.
This, says Gonzalez, still doesn't stop kids from trying to return home to their parents north of the border.
When they arrive here with us, they have already tried crossing and returning to try to cross and returning again, 3, 4, and 5 times. This is what we call the normal process of the youth vicious cycle. Coming, going, coming, going.
In Tijuana, I'm Aaron Siegel-McIntyre.